who is qualified. I will never forget that moment in front of the vending machines at Channel 5. I stammered out a reply along the lines of, "Well, the boss is giving me this chance and I hope to prove him right." I also resolved to make the most of the opportunity as long as it lasted. Who knows? The boss might be persuaded the female reporter was right. Later, when my career was derailed, I discovered that while I couldn't control what happened in my life, I could control how I let it impact me. The Greek Epictetus said it quite elegantly, "Ask not that events should happen as you will, but let your will be that events should happen, and you will have peace." I must confess I only made that discovery after wallowing in depression and self-pity for a time. It is not easy to do. How many times have you not gotten the job? Haven't you felt kicked in the teeth when denied opportunities? Been frustrated when someone not nearly qualified enough got the green light instead? Maybe health problems have rearranged your family's life. It just isn't fair. I know I felt that way. It isn't fair. But here's the thing. I've given birth to 3 children, and at no point was there ever anyone in the delivery room looking at that newborn and saying, "Kid, from here on out, it's all fair." Life just doesn't work that way. Some people don't seem to be affected by that, just as there are those who can walk through a field of poison ivy and never have the slightest discomfort. There are some people who can be hammered by all of life's negatives and still remain unscathed. I am not one of them. Deny me entry to the club, and part of me wants to sob in the corner wondering why I'm not good enough. But the bigger part of me has realized it's no fun going to a pity party. The better I get at resisting the temptation to give in to sorrow, frustration, or stress, the more successful I seem to be both personally and professionally. Was this real, or was this something I was imagining? I have spent the last several years researching these kinds of values: gratitude, respect, resilience, and faith. What is it that makes some people more resilient? How are some people able to let the difficulties of life roll off them like water off a duck's back? Why do some people just seem stronger? The answer is in this book's title, Think Positive. Recent scientific studies have proven that a positive attitude actually has measurable benefits. Grateful, positive people report that they have better lives and more positive memories. People who can recall positive events have been proven to be more resilient, even in the most difficult of situations. People who keep track of the good things in their lives are healthier, more active, more productive, and held in higher regard by those around them. There's peer-reviewed proof of this. What's more, people who are able to accentuate the positive are smarter, better able to make cognitive associations and connections. They solve problems faster and more correctly. Kids who summon up positive memories do better on tests. But how do you summon up positive memories when you're in a really tough spot? Plenty of people are right now. The collapse of financial markets wiped out jobs and life savings. Retirements have been postponed and homes foreclosed upon. Terror scares have changed the way we travel and the way we look at people from other countries. Change your thoughts, and you change your world. Let's face it, it isn't always easy. When things aren't going your way, those peppy little sayings, "Count your blessings instead of sheep," "When life gives you lemons, make lemonade," and "If you see it, you can be it," are just plain annoying. Maybe they make good needlepoint pillows for the family room couch, but somehow when you're in the midst of a really difficult situation in life, trite sayings just don't help much. But this audiobook will. This wonderful new volume of 101 inspirational stories, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Think Positive, is filled with the experiences of real people living everyday lives with real problems. Yet they found the inner strength to overcome those challenges, or just ways to make their lives more meaningful. Their examples can help you find the keys to think positively, enhance your own life, and provide that little bit of motivation that will help you get over the speed bumps of life. In fact, the tale of the Chicken Soup for the Soul series is a great example of thinking positively. I fell in love with the series when it debuted years ago, but I love the story of how it came into existence even more.